I have on the phone here Cindy Bones, who is saying she's had to close her business because of COVID. Cindy, good morning.
Hi.
Tell me about your business and what has happened.
Well, we've been in business 34 years under Calypso Caterers. Everybody knows us up and down the state. We even do partial catering in Maryland. And when the COVID hit, we lost so much money, just like everybody else did, and never regained it, of course. We tried to stay open for at least a year, maybe a little bit more, and it got to the point all we're doing is takeout, little things that just aren't even consistent, and maybe two or three times a week. And we're up against all the restaurants now doing takeout. And when we do catering, some little bits that we do, they're very low numbers due to the restrictions. I think the other thing that has taken us out more than anything is the governor's restrictions. When you're in business for yourself, it's hard to pay your bills when you're only doing small amounts of stuff. We were a caterer that was known to do 100, 200, 300, at least four times a week, sometimes double in one day. And when COVID hit, of course, all that went out. I personally do not feel it's going to go back to those types of numbers, nor does my husband, before the end of the year. And in saying that, we just can't survive. We cannot pay our bills. So we have had to sell our house and get rid of the business and just move on. And that's all I can say.
Wow.
We've been in business for 4 years. It's just tough. We tried really hard. We're very well known. Just being known is not enough. I constantly worked at marketing trying to save this business.
Well, I think you're explaining it so well. I mean, the numbers just aren't there. People think money would magically materialize, but if you cannot have those large events that built your business, I suppose,
right.
It's certainly understandable. You've survived as long as you could. And so what were you doing, trying to have smaller takeouts or whatever just to try?
Oh, yes, constantly. We were doing takeouts. We were trying to sell our products as frozen entrees like they do on TV, but in the sense that we were trying to capture the older crowd, too, that might be alone and need dinners and lunches and things like that. That didn't even, at first it did, but then when everybody else started doing it, you know, it was like a competition thing. And yet we were the lowest priced people around. And, you know, that's the other thing. Plus, we never got any state money. The only thing we got was $7,700, and that was it. How's that going to pay all my bills for a year? I don't care. We did the grants. We filled out the apps. I even had to have a friend help me. It took her 3 days to help me with the paperwork. Anybody in just a normal business would have a tough time filling out the restricted forms that are required by the state to get some of these grants. And that's all we got. We didn't even get our stimulus from the federal government. You know, so we were just one of those people that was caught in between and never got anything. And
how many employees, how many people worked for you?
At the time that we were busy, about four. But right now, nobody hasn't been.
Sure.
So,
well, what a shame.
Not.
Calypso Catering, after 34 years, calling it quits. And you wanted to say something to your customers and to those you've served over the years.
Yes, I want to thank them. I've never had so much support as there was when we were really booming. And it was always repeat customers that we had had over the years. We did a lot of state departmental work up and down the state, from the health department especially, and a lot of other entities, schools galore. We did a lot of military, and they're just devastated right now because we're not going to be around. And, you know, we did parts of Eastern Shore of Maryland, too. We did a lot of hospitals, a lot for drug rough, things like that. We were always busy. Not anymore.
So sorry to hear this. We have a caller for you, caller on the line. We're talking with Cindy Bones. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I really feel bad for Cindy and her plight here with our illustrious governor. And I just want to relate a story that we've been looking for a venue here in Delaware for a rehearsal dinner in October. And we've actually decided to have to go to Maryland because the Delaware venues are still saying we don't know where we're going to be in October as far as COVID. We may not be able to seat everybody if there's a deposit made and we can't handle a 50-person party. We can't refund your money. We don't know where we're going to be in October. So So we've decided to go to Maryland because those restaurants are open at full capacity. You know, he's killing the state of Delaware, north to south, east to west. And I'm Cindy, I really feel awful for the position that they have put you in. Mm. All but no fault of your own.
Right, great call. Are you finding that with the venue? That's an interesting story about the venues, and that's part of the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have picked up weddings that were in the numbers of 20, 30, 40 that have already done, that had venues and wouldn't get their money back, and they decided to go ahead and get married. And then later on, you know, when everything gets better, they'll go back to the venue and have the big stuff. But they're not going back. That's the thing. He's correct. They just don't know what's happening, so they're scared to death to book anything. I started booking stuff for August, October, and November, and they've already shied off and they've canceled. So I really don't foresee it coming back like people think it is. And, you know, that's just my opinion, and I'm maybe wrong.
Well, what's next for you, Cindy?
Okay, you want to hear a good one?
Sure.
I'm going to be making minimum wage this summer like everybody else. I'm working at Cape Henlopen State Park, and I will be taking fees at the ticket booth and the campground and work in the office. And that's all I have for right now, but it's okay. I mean, at least I have a job, and I'm okay. So, I mean, we used all our savings, so I had to get a job.
Understood. Your tale, I think, is eye-opening to people. I hope they are hearing the difficulties that many businesses are having.
Yes, it's not just me. I want them to know Sussex County is hurting. I'm sure northern part of Delaware is too, but gosh, these people can't even get help. Nobody wants to work because of the federal government doing what they're doing with unemployment. And they're going to be hurting this summer. They are really, really going to be hurting, and I feel for them.
Yeah, that would be another issue, I suppose, if you had been able to stay open. Finding the people to do your service or whatever it is you need them to do would be difficult, I would think, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad that it came to this. There's always a reason. There's always a reason behind it that something's going to be newer and better for you. But the thing is, right now, I'm pretty sad. I just want to thank everybody that supported us. Really, it hurts.
You did everything you could do. Thanks for your hard work and the best in success to you in the future. Thanks for sharing your story. Cindy Bones, all the best, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.
Dan Gaffney, Delaware 105.9. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, good morning, buddy. I didn't know if she was still on the line or not.
We just left. Yeah, we dropped her off, but she might be listening if you have a comment.
Well, Cindy, this is Michael Owens, Cafe on the Circle in Georgetown. It's a big loss to lose you. You got a fantastic product, had a great following. I've ordered from you in the past as well, so sorry to hear that. But what I'd like to also say is for the restaurant owners out there, you make your own decision. But here's just one case of what's happening. And we all see it. And we see all these employees that are hurting. So no offense, but when these legislators walk into your restaurant, you make the decision on whether you want to actually place them in front of a server that they've been hurting financially for a year. Or if you say, hey, thank you, but no thank you, please go somewhere else. Because me, I'm telling them to go somewhere else. And I have no issues with that whatsoever.
Thanks for your call. Thank you for sharing at Delaware 105.9.